This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. My name is Matt Harris. You're visiting with Milad Dragons head coach Coda Cheetah. Coach Cheetah, thank you for taking some time to be with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're in your third season in Milad right now. Your team is coming off of a 2-6 season. You missed out on the playoffs, unfortunately, last year. But it's a brand new year, and everyone has a clean slate. First things first, how has fall camp been so far, and what's the atmosphere like amongst your players?
Well, we started yesterday at 6:30 in the morning. I did some conditioning, and as you well know, when you first start, it's pretty tough on them because they've had all summer to kind of relax a little bit. But in the morning, they got back at it, and the atmosphere is really good. We have a lot of seniors back, and they're all a bunch of leaders. So the younger kids are kind of following in those footsteps, staying positive, and we've had three practices so far, and they've all been really good, and everyone's getting better at everything we're doing. So I can't complain one bit.
Excellent. Your squad, they graduated some key contributors on offense from last year, including your quarterback, Griffin Green, Brody Hubbard, who set, from what I understand, holds every single receiving record at Milad High School, Casey Snyder and other players along those lines. Who do you see stepping up and filling those voids for your squad this year?
I mean, the senior class we had last year, they were full of talent. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. They're going to be tough to replace. They were a good group of kids, and I mean, it's not going to come down to one single player filling a role of Brody Hubbard or a Casey Snyder. We're asking a bunch of players to step up and take over those roles. We're going to split time between running back with Derek Checkitz, who was our other running back last year, and Brett Radel as another running back. And then at the wide receiver position, we're going to try to spread it around a lot more and get more guys involved. So it's going to come down to not just three guys like it was last year. We're going to try to spread it around seven different guys. So we're going to try to spread the offense out a little bit more and spread it around.
Almost kind of like getting your offense by committee in that sense.
Yeah, pretty much. It's got to be that way. I want to keep everyone involved and keep them wanting to play and come back to practice and be excited about being there and letting them know that they have a chance to catch a ball or run the ball or be more involved. I like to have all 11 players be involved in our offense. So they look forward to coming to practice and being excited about football.
Visiting with Milad Dragons head football coach Coda Cheetah. Coach, you've got a lot of speed on your squad, and offensively, especially in your conference where there's a lot more running, the more speed the better. How does that speed translate to the defensive side of the ball for this year's team?
We are a lot faster than we were last year and stronger. On the defensive side of the ball, I think more than speed, it's going to come down to tackling. If our guys can get to the spots that they need to get to, which they should be able to, it's going to come down to their form tackling. That last year, that's one thing we were, to say the least, not very good at. So right away in fall camp, all we've been stressing is tackling progression, working on getting your butt low, working on keeping your head up, all those tackling things. Because at the end of the day, in our conference where everyone runs the ball, if we can't tackle, they're going to run on us. So our stressing points have been tackling, getting your spot, making sure you're in the spot to make that tackle. So that's what we've been stressing more than speed. The speed will come every day. That's not going to be a problem. It's then working on that form, getting down the little things of tackling. So I think that's the most important thing so far in camp.
Now, I remember when we spoke last year prior to the season, you talked about how your team was faster last year than the year previous, and now you're saying that again this year. How much of that has an effect on the fact that you're the track coach at Milad High School?
Well, I'm actually the assistant, and my assistant is the track coach,
okay.
The head guy.
Okay.
So we work together, and our goal is to try to get as many football players out, and actually our fastest ones were track guys. Our top three fastest kids on our football team did run track last year, so that does help. A lot of our players actually do play baseball, which in a 2A school, we're one of the only ones that actually have baseball, so, I mean, it puts a little kink in there, but our fastest kids do run track, so it does translate, and we do try to get the kids out, but there's a lot of factors in getting them out, and, baseball and track kind of go head-to-head with each other with trying to get kids to come out, but I mean, it does translate to a point.
Now, last season, your defense gave up an average of 34 points per game, and in a conference that loves to run the football, the 2A Southeast Idaho Conference, obviously having a good run defense is a must. What kind of changes are being made from last season to this season to improve in that manner?
Looking over the film all summer long, I think it just came down to effort and just tackling form. So like I said earlier, it's been form, it's been want to, because as you said, we gave up 34 points and we probably scored 32 a game or something around there. But if you can't stop the run, they're just going to keep pounding at you. So we've been stressing being more physical, wanting to stop the run, form tackling, and just being there for your teammates, be in the right spot, you know, make a play for your teammates. They'll make another play for you, you know, do your job and everyone else will cooperate with that. So at the end of the day, we had Bear Lake to the district and they love to run the ball. Every team in our conference runs the ball a lot. So our goal has to be to stop the run and make them do something that they don't want to do. So that's our key points going into camp. And we'll just keep working on that slowly and progress as the season goes on towards district play.
Visiting with Malad Dragons head coach Coda Cheetah, a lot of the impact players that you listed in the preview are offensive and defensive linemen. From what you've seen so far, are they gelling well already, and what do you anticipate from that unit?
Our O&D line is the most important part of our football team. I keep stressing that every day that we've been here at camp and when we had football camp 2 weeks ago. They're learning. They're going to be a young group. We only returned one starter from last year. But all the kids that are jumping in are athletic. They want to do it. They want to go around. They want to pull. They want to hit. They want to get through the line. They want to make plays. They want to stop the run. So the good thing is we're bringing in a whole new bunch of guys that want to be there. They want that spot. They want the spotlight on them. They want to make plays for their teammates. So, yeah, we have a bunch of young guys, but they're all really excited to have that chance to play at the varsity level. So that's the big thing right now with our O&D line.
If you could point to something that you could see as a recurring theme throughout the season, we'll call it the X factor. What will be the X factor for your team this year?
The X factor this year will, one, be staying healthy, having our young guys enjoy playing football and having fun, because if you're not having fun during football, it's long practices, it's long days. And other than that, we got to stop the run. That's the most important part to the Malad Dragons football season in 2014. We have to stop the run.
Coach, I've got one final question for you, and it involves your senior fullback, offensive lineman, and linebacker, Michael Gallegos. Talk a little bit about him and tell us about his story.
He has just been, since his freshman year, the kid has been outstanding. He's been in the weight room every day. He would come in the mornings his freshman, sophomore year, and he's just a leader. He was voted one of our captains. He's there working out every day. Like, for example, he goes to work in the morning. He has to miss work, or he has to miss camp in the morning. He comes and does his conditioning workouts from 4 to 4:30. We have practice at 6, and he gets everything else done. So he works. He goes to work from 6 in the morning till about 3 in the afternoon, gets off work in Tremont and comes down here, runs his conditioning for half an hour, takes a half hour or an hour break, and then he comes back and practices for 2 hours. So he's a kid that wants it. He wants to help his teammates out. He's going to do everything he can in his power to be there for him, do all the extra work they're doing, and he's just a leader on the football field and off the football field. So it's a great example for the younger kids to see what a senior captain does to show his teammates that he wants to.
Coach Cheetah, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate your insight into this season. Good luck to you and to your Dragons football team this year.
Thank you very much.
That's Malad Dragons head football coach Coda Cheetah. Of course, this is the IdahoSports.com 2014 fall football preview. Don't forget you can check out updated scores, schedules, and power rankings for all Malad high school athletics at IdahoSports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.